is doing more than just playing a video game. He has entered another world, a world of danger, intrigue, and magic.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is, kids. It's time for Leave Luck to Us Radio with your host, me, Von Kaiser, the German Steel Machine, and...
Vanilla Assassin.
What's new, Vanilla Bean?
Not too much, not too much.
Excellent, excellent. That's what I like to hear every Saturday at 7 when we come on and talk about video games, nerding.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and who's over here, hiding in the shadows?
In the shadows, the Sandman.
The Sandman. Beautiful.
I'm hiding behind a bracket, actually. That's all. I'm just peeking out.
I love it.
I see it all. I see it all unfolding.
The ice and snow.
Ladies and gentlemen, the brain freeze.
I have a bone to pick with Isabel.
Oh. The bone?
Yeah.
Why? She's only helpful, I find.
Isabel.
Charlize told me yesterday she wants to move out. So I said, fine, spread your wings, go.
No.
So she said, okay, everything's all good. This morning, Isabel does her announcement, the morning announcement. Charlize will be leaving tomorrow. It's going to be a sad day. You could have your tissues ready. Why does she say all that stuff? Why does she make it hurt? It was fine up until she started.
But why
do
you let
that.
Her go? That's why. That's like what I want to know.
She had to spread her wings. She wanted to move to a different town. I can't keep her locked up in Acorn all this time.
Yeah, you can.
I can, but I wouldn't feel right.
Well, I don't like it. I think you should. I never let anyone go. They all must stay with me.
Really?
Yeah, and that's that.
Please.
So never
don't
once
go.
Has anybody left your town.
Well, in the old days before they fixed the game. Oh my goodness. So you're keeping me up over here, to be honest. Before they fixed the game, we do this show from my bed, just in case anyone was wondering.
Mm.
It's like the Three Stooges. We're just all in a row.
Little rascals, yeah.
And people would just up and leave. But ever since you could stop them, I've never let anyone go. I don't think. Maybe I did once or twice. Maybe. I don't remember. Maybe it was that weird... Wasn't there a weird little bird I had then? Like some weird bird.
You did have... Oh, that's...
No, a mouse. It was a mouse. I didn't like the mouse.
Was it Bree?
No, it was someone else.
I loved Bree. Bree was amazing.
I had a mouse. I kicked her. I did kick her. Sorry. But... All right. Well, last week we were working on
Demure
candy bars, chocolate bars, right? And
yes.
I thought I'll give us a little recap, and yes. then we can work through this and figure out
recall.
Yeah, we'll have a little total recall here. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Kit Kat beat Butterfinger, and then it beat Snickers, and I was mad about that. I remember that. Crunch beat Baby Ruth, but Twix beat Crunch. Okay, everyone following so far?
Mm-hmm.
Milky Way beat Hershey Bar, but then Reese Cups came in. It was a real Cinderella story, and they beat Milky Way. All right, and then Score, another one I was mad at. Score lost to O. Henry, and Eat More, well, that just, it didn't even get out of first round. It was gone.
Dang.
All right, Cherry Blossom beat Crunchy, and this is when we were confused about which. There's Crispy Crunch, there's Crunchy. And then there's Crunch Bar, but they're all different. But anyway, it didn't matter because Cherry Blossom, and I feel is a bit, I don't know, influenced by...
Cadbury Crunchy, they did the break dancing in the commercial.
Oh, did they?
Do you remember?
I do.
All I remember about Cadbury any candy bar Crunchy. Commercial, whenever they're eating it, they always hold it like this, like with their fingers like out of the way, and they're holding it so the label's always facing you, and they're taking a perfect like little moon-shaped bite out of the corner.
Isn't that not how you're supposed to eat it?
No, I don't want to eat it like that. I just rip the thing, and I just I just jam it in there.
You're a caveman.
And you break off the piece. It doesn't even matter if they're squares.
But I never show the label to my friend.
You have to, so then your friend knows what you're eating. Then they don't have to ask you, what are you eating?
No, and you know what? The thing is that whenever you're eating a chocolate bar, people tend to eat it quickly because they don't want to share.
Is that why?
People eat it quickly. They won't even tell you. All of a sudden, they're munching, and then, what are you eating? A chocolate bar?
It's gone.
If it's M&M's, I'm sneaking them from my pocket to my mouth. I'm eating them right now.
Just popping them. Just popping them.
That's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, Cherry Blossom. Yeah. I think people were sad because it was discontinued, so it won. The last bracket of that we got to. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. Crispy Crunch beat Wonder Bar, and Wonder Bar is not Crispy Crunch. We determined that, but Crispy Crunch got beat by Caramilk.
Yeah.
Because the Caramilk Secret is so valuable. All right. And then we had Glossettes versus Mr. Big, but Glossettes took the win.
Say, man, do the devil.
Oh, yeah. Do the Caramilk Secret.
We should have started the show with
that. Yeah, do the whole thing.
That should have
been.
Do you want me to?
That should have been the theme.
This is the commercial.
So I'm not sure what this commercial. Yeah. Anyway, I do remember this commercial. It was probably in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yep.
And it was about two salesmen. And the devil was sitting across from them. And the devil was taking bids for his caramel. So the first one goes...
I always thought they were bankers.
We know you have it, and we're prepared to pay $50 million. And the devil says, not enough. Second guy goes, $75 million for the caramel secret.
Dang.
And the devil goes, not enough. Then the other guy again, $100 million tops. And then the devil says, sorry.
Sorry.
And then, sorry. And then anyway, the last guy said, I will pay anything. And then the devil, the whole commercial, the devil was leaning back. All of a sudden, he leans slightly forward. And he says, anything? I don't know if you guys remember that commercial, but amazing commercial.
I remember it very well. But I remember that you don't actually know it's the devil till the end when he says everything.
That's right.
Because he's in the shadows. It's just a guy.
Yeah, so you shouldn't have said the devil, Sam, man.
Well, you know what?
No. But I'm just
trying to see
it.
If anyone remembers
But you're right. Because then at the end, when he leans forward, then you realize what's happening.
Yes.
And then he goes, anything? And then you put it together. You're like, oh, right.
So what did that mean? What did the devil get?
He wants to soul. He's going to sell it, take his soul for that.
But I
also he tricked them into it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You said they're bankers. You said they're salesmen. I think they're, like investors.
Investors
or
something.
Or competitors, maybe. Maybe they have their own, they're like Willy Wonka. And
no, but they were the last two. They were the last two.
Yeah.
Vying for this caramel. So the devil says, the devil puts it to them and he says, okay, bid for me.
And then the lights change and everything, and then they're showing his face, and then you're like, oh, I get now what's happening.
And there's a slight little echo in the back. great commercial.
Look it up, the caramel
and the devil commercial.
They don't make commercials like that anymore.
No, it tells a story. It's nice.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, because I want to know more about this story, because it's true. Yeah. They just really wanted that secret.
They should do a prequel to it. How did this all come about? How did these two people become the last two vying for the caramel secret?
But why is it so important to them? Because what I never understood was you can just go to the store and buy it.
Need to know how they got it in there.
Yeah. But then why did the devil? Did the devil?
I know how they got it in there. They poured chocolate down there. They put the caramel on top of it.
No, but this is the thing.
Close it up again with more chocolate.
How did they close it up?
Not only that, but listen.
You make it sound so easy.
The devil. So did the devil say?
It's a process.
Did the devil put out a bulletin saying, "I will be divulging the caramel secret. Top bidder will top win." Bidder. Yeah. That's, okay. So these also, two. How did they get there? How did these two people? Become,
wait a minute. You raise questions here.
Yeah.
Because wait a minute. Why does he have
very
the secret?
Philosophical.
Yeah.
What?
Why is the secret evil? Is the secret
evil?
Does he
work at Cadbury's?
No, but you don't understand.
Does the devil work at Cadbury's?
No, he knows the secret.
Oh, he's giving it away and he's not supposed to.
He knows the secret because what do demons do? Is they look at people and find out what they do.
So Cadbury's is like,
in the factory and he finds out what the secret is. He's there all day looking at how they get the
caramel. I wonder if people will sell their souls for the secret.
He wasn't authorized to sell the secret. That's what I'm saying, right? He didn't have the authority because it wasn't his secret to sell.
It wasn't his secret to sell. Plus,
I love it.
Or is it the other way around? He's the CEO of Cadbury. That's what I'm saying.
It could be. He's the CEO of Cadbury.
I want to see a sequel to this.
Yeah,
I want to see those. I want to see those two bankers or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Down below, trying to eat the chocolate bar, but they can't because it keeps melting.
That's right.
I love it. I love, oh, that's a good one. That's good.
That would be
eternity.
Great.
They could never eat chocolate again.
That's very good. I like that.
Anything.
All right. Well, let's get back to this then. Right. We have, so here we go. Glossettes, who beat Mr. Big, they're up against Coffee Crisp, a nice light snack.
Okay, dang. But we got to, no again, we got to specify coffee crisp. Peanuts or raisins.
No, because remember I told you it's your best.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's
yeah,
your that's best right. pick.
Okay.
So if you like raisins the best,
okay.
I want you to use raisins.
Good, okay, thank you. If you like peanuts, I forgot the best, about that, yeah.
I want you to use peanuts. I'm going to use peanuts.
So we could have used mint for Arrow?
No.
Why?
It's only Glossettes and M&M's that I'm allowing the variations.
Why not Arrow?
Because I'm not allowing it. I just don't know why, but I'm not doing it.
Why?
Because I'm not doing it.
Why? Anything?
I don't have to explain it. I made it a call. Because to me, there's M&M plain and there's M&M peanut. And there's Glossette raisin and Glossette peanut.
Yeah, but there's Arrow.
But
Arrow,
one is not the variation. Then which one is the variation then?
Mint is the variation.
No, no. I know. But in Glossettes, which is the variation?
Glossettes, raisins was first.
But see, you can't say that Glossette peanuts are the variation on Glossette raisins.
It is. Peanuts came
no,
after.
No, that's ridiculous.
Peanuts came after.
No, I don't know that even. Yeah, I don't know that's fact.
That's
or
a
not.
Fact. Look it up. Wikipedia, I'm telling you.
Featuring, even if it was, I don't care.
Featuring good old Charlie Brown.
I don't. It's not a variation. They're like they're more like twins.
No. Oh, yeah. In your mind. No, but not in real. According to Wiki, it's not.
Well.
Wiki.
Then,
so,
I don't know.
So what
but
is
it's
it?
Glossettes versus... I was going to say Cookie Crisp.
Coffee Crisp.
Oh, man.
A nice
light snack. That's what you
I
are.
I like both of them.
I'm going Glossette peanut.
Oof, peanut.
Now you get
the I pick. Like both of them, but I'm going Glossette raisin.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Glossette wins.
All right.
With two different versions.
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
that. Yeah. I like,
I like really my Coffee Crisp.
I'm not really big on the variation.
All right, well, Arrow beat Big Turk with some sadness, I think we all recall. But it is up against, and it was, Arrow is the one with bubbles. Remember the commercials?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bubbles. I don't know, I just remember these women talking about bubbles. All
yeah, bubbles, bubbles. Yes. Bubbles.
All right, but it's up against M&M's, plain or peanut.
I once had a gerbil named Bubbles when I was a kid.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
It would sneak under the Oregon.
Every house had an Oregon back then.
I'd have to fish it out with the carrot.
Come on. I don't like this. It sounds weird. All right. Fish it out with a carrot. It would come out. It would look for that carrot. When it smelled it, it knew. All right. M&M's or Arrow?
I'm gonna lose myself in M&M.
Oh, nice.
I'm going Arrow. That was my chocolate.
I tried, guys.
That
tried.
Was my chocolate for
I liked
longest.
It. I liked it.
I'm glad you picked up on
I
it.
I did. I liked it. M&M. Actually, I'm going for M&M. Damn. For that very reason. I love M&M.
What do you got, ZT or something?
No, that's Reese. Pieces. Reese's Pieces.
You know what swayed me?
Wait, which one's M&M then? Wait, what?
M&M's are the ones with the they melt in your mouth, not in your hand. How can you not know what M&M's are?
Oh, yeah, with
are?
The candy-coated flavor.
Remember the cartoons? They eat each other.
So, how can you not know what M&M's are? They're M&M's.
Yeah, the candy-coated flavor.
No, what is that? Candy-coated flavor? No.
Candy-coated flavor. Oh, that's Smarties.
Get out of here.
When you know, eat your Smarties, do you eat the red ones last?
Yeah, well, they got cut but for Cherry Blossom,
they did,
remember?
Right. They did. Yeah. But you know what? What swayed me was Von Kaiser's little... covert operation.
Covert operation.
Right from the pocket to the mouth, quick little.
Dang!
Yep.
We've got the Elite Eight here, and I'm actually pretty happy with it, except for one. But we got Kit Kat, Twix, Reese Cups, O. Henry, M&M, Glossettes, Caramel, and then Cherry Blossom.
These are heavy hitters.
I think they are.
You know what? These are good.
These are good.
Yeah.
I think we did well.
Not many upsets.
Let's get to the final four here. So we got Kit Kat or Twix. This, to me, they're very... I've always associated these two in my mind.
Did you?
Yeah, because they come in fingers. You know what I mean? They're fingers.
They're fingerlings. Fingerlings. Fingers.
Do you break Twix? I can't remember.
No. So they're separate.
They're separate.
They come separated.
Yep.
Kit Kat, you can. Keep them separated.
Okay, tell me something.
Can I pick the left or the right?
Okay, tell me this.
Doesn't matter.
I got to ask you guys this. When you eat the Kit Kat, have you ever... Is this against protocol where...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're going to say.
If you... Have you ever eaten a Kit Kat, like, just on its own without snapping them apart?
Always.
Yeah?
Always,
no way.
Mixes one big chocolate bar.
I've always done it with individual, but I tried it once.
No.
Why am I breaking them into small?
I've seen this online, and before I saw that, it never, ever occurred to me to not break them into
individual. I always broke them.
I never break
them. Of course. Except...
But I'm not. I'm not upset that I tried it without breaking him.
Do you break your old Henry? Go on.
No, but come on. It's obviously split like that.
But it's almost like you have to. Like when you see it, you have to snap it. Like it's well, no, part
it's like
of
a Toblerone. What if you want a chocolate bar?
You
just bite into a Toblerone. I do know on it. I know on it. It's too hard to break apart. It's too
Who is that comedian even that Assassin was like answering the same way? I wonder if Larry David would agree with you.
I know what he would say, though. No, he would say.
He would agree with Assassin. No,
no. He would say you got to break it.
Perforations on it. He'd say. So now you guys are the Larry Davids.
He would say.
So we're Larry David. You guys are Larry Davids. He'd say,
like, yeah, they provide perforations. Yeah. Don't be an animal. You got
to. But sometimes it's just natural. You have to just pop it.
Look, so when I have a chocolate bar, I want to have it as a chocolate bar. I don't want like little pieces.
Okay.
Like,
well, you know what?
I would get Smarties or M&M's or Reese's. Because.
There's a solution for you, and we already spoke about it, and we both are fans.
Yeah.
The what is it? The Kit Kat?
Yeah, the Jumbo, the big one.
The Crunch or whatever they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's a big one. It's a huge Kit Kat. It's just one solid.
I don't like Jumbos.
Crunch,
it's huge. It's amazing.
I don't like Jumbos. I like the originals.
It's a hot dog, it's awesome, man. I don't like variations. Assassin, you have to try it.
It's just one giant Kit Kat bar.
Have you ever had it?
I can't now because it's milk chocolate.
Next week, I'm bringing one in. I'm bringing in a Kit Kat next week.
I can't eat it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Next week, I'm bringing in a Kit Kat.
Well, who do you got, though? Kit Kat or Twix?
I'm doing Kit Kat.
Ooh. I'm going Twix, and because I didn't want to cast the deciding vote.
I'm going Twix, too.
Oh, all right. Twix. That was so fast.
I have fond memories of Kit Kat.
I thought he was going to be like, oh, no, I don't want to vote, blah, blah, blah.
That was awesome. Right? You guys just jumped in. That's great.
I like the left side and right side. I like the packaging on it.
I love the caramel.
The caramel, yeah.
The packaging is actually really, really satisfying.
The gold.
I like the font.
Yep.
The font is nice, too. Yeah. And it's more filling, I feel, than a Kit Kat.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I have
it's got
a lot,
the cookie crunch. It's got
I have a lot more history with Kit Kat. That's why I went with that. So.
Dang.
More history. I love it. All right, now we got Reese Cups.
Okay.
Classic Reese Cups. You got peanut butter in my chocolate.
You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
I always wonder why a guy's walking down the street with a jar of peanut butter. He's just eating it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how it always happens. And then the guy eating a chocolate bar.
They bump into each other. Yeah, yeah. And it's mixed. Yeah.
But how's the chocolate bar? I mean, how's the peanut butter guy? How does he get in the equation? Why is he eating a. You know how many calories that is? He's just eating it like, nom, 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 nom.
But also, you get that kind of oily film on your tongue after when you peanut butter.
He's walking down the street. Nyah, 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 nyah.
Well, why don't you have a piece of celery or something? You got to do that. Don't just put the peanut butter on the celery.
Yeah, because then they can't do that. Because then the commercial will be like, you got chocolate on my celery.
But it's just totally against because celery, you don't gain weight from celery. So there's no calories in celery.
Reese Cups, I've heard that they're actually calorie negative. I don't know if it's true, but that the chewing of it actually
burns
more than, like it burns like a calorie to chew it, and there's nothing in it. So
and it's full of fiber and water. It's amazing.
I know, it is amazing. It is amazing.
I love it.
Yeah, they call it like the broom of the colon or something.
Yeah. It's great. Cleanse my colon.
All right, so Reese Cups or Old Henry?
Oh, Henry.
To me, it's not even close.
I'm Old Henry. Reese Cups. Oh. I'm doing Old Henry.
I'm going cups. Cups, cups, cups. Delicious cups.
Poor assassins. I left to clean up the mess.
I'm going cup.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
you should see the look on the Von Kaiser's face.
I was nervous.
He was totally thinking you were going to do Old Henry.
No, I was because I don't know why, but Reese Cups should be in the Final Four. Okay. They're amazing. They are
amazing. They are because I didn't pick them. It doesn't mean they're not amazing.
They're absolutely delicious.
They're phenomenal.
All right, now here's the I don't know, the underdog, the outsider. Cherry Blossom is up against Caramilk. Now I don't know if you remember.
Caramilk is the devil.
Caramilk had this commercial where the devil.
All right, I'm doing Caramilk. I'm doing Caramilk.
Caramilk.
I'm doing Caramilk.
Caramilk.
Okay, it's a sweep for
you. It's a sweep. You know what? Cherry Blossom still, represented. All right, had respect. Cherry Blossom represented.
Good. It did.
Wait. We've got to do a little bow to Cherry Blossom as he goes into his retirement.
I salute you, Cherry Blossom.
We salute you.
I salute you. Now we'll
Gladiators,
never hear
we salute you.
All right. Oh, look at this. Oh, I like this. It's M&M's versus Glossettes. Two very similar types of, you know what I mean? chocolate snack.
Raisin bits. Glossettes.
I'm going raisin glossettes.
No, you're not.
Are you guys kidding me?
I love throwing a big chunk into your mouth.
Are you guys kidding
me? I love raisin glossettes. Hey, we didn't even talk. I didn't even talk with Assassin. This was like, this is from the heart.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is from my heart. Fast.
Wow. I would have definitely went M&M's. I feel sick about this, actually. But
I love tossing the glossettes into the mouth.
I'm surprised, yeah.
And it's just like a big chew in there.
Really, though?
Yeah. I love the... You know, if I had to pick the glossettes, it's always raisins.
Really?
It's just a great flavor, the texture, everything.
I always get peanut.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do like the peanut ones, too.
I mean, I've had them. But maybe you're right.
Try throwing a chunk into your mouth.
Yeah, like maybe I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Put like a small handful. Like now not that you're the full more handful, mature. But just in the center.
Yeah.
And just
I know what you mean. Now I'm more adult. I may appreciate them more.
Now we have to
talk. As a kid, I did not want them.
You know what, guys? We have to talk about, you know, phases because most people have gone through phases in their life. Like one person who likes like... chocolate bar when they're five is not is going to like a different chocolate bar later.
Arrow
like
for me.
I went through about five phases of my favorite chocolate bars. Same. I don't know about you guys.
Same.
You guys too?
I had a score phase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I had a Twix phases. Phase. Twix phase was like grade school.
Yeah.
Score was like high school or maybe
Assassin,
later.
Have you, did you go through phases or was it like...
I really had better things to do than rate my chocolate bars.
has his one love.
But I think since around 2000, I've been in an M&M phase, and that's it. That's
really?
My go-to. Yeah, it's my
I feel
go-to.
Bad not peanut, throwing because peanut. You've been in that phase.
Oh, so you're
phase.
That you're, close to it.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
I was at work once, and Collie came up. And she, it's like you said, because I was doing covert.
Yeah.
Covert.
Oh, yes.
M&M's.
She opened my bottom drawer.
There it was.
And she looked.
There it was.
And there was those mini packs.
Nice.
It was like 100 mini packs.
Nice. Yeah. The Halloween one getting in chocolate.
And then she looked at my garbage can and there's like packs.
Nice. Did you have the packages open for easy access so you could just kind of...
I have a system. I always take scissors. I want a perfect cut.
And then you widen it so it's a wide mouth so you
can
reach in?
No. I pour two or three in my hand.
Okay.
And then I eat from the hand.
So you have a little color on the hand after?
Well,
like a little
because they melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Then I put one in my upper right lip, and I put the other one, the other two up here.
That's what the dentist likes to hear. The dentist, hey, boys, put those M&Ms up right into the gum area where you can't clean your teeth that well.
And then I let it melt. I let it melt.
He puts M&M's up like a little hamster in the cheeks.
That's like the Godfather with the orange peels when he's scaring the gremlin.
Exactly.
I'm a gerbil.
Exactly.
I'm a gerbil. I'm a gerbil. I let it melt.
You're a gerbil.
And then I let it calm.
You are a gerbil.
And then I crunch the peanut.
Von Kaiser.
Then I crunch the peanut.
That's it.
You have a storage sack.
Then I move this one over.
Yeah.
So it's a different position. Yeah, it moves around. It's like a conveyor belt.
And then
it's a bit nutty.
Then I reload the magazine.
It's a bit nutty.
Do they not make Reese's Pieces anymore?
They do, but I don't.
I would have thought you.
I like
be...
to crunch that peanut. I want that peanut at the end.
I thought you'd be more of a Reese's Pieces guy.
It's a bit nutty.
No, they're amazing. But you're right. But I like the peanut. But then sometimes, if I'm getting to the end of a pack,
I really didn't know you're that much into it.
I will. There's another maneuver I have where I will put one in, and then I will just crack it, just crack that shell, but just like slightly, like just like I cracked an egg.
Yeah.
And then that'll melt it a little faster because now the slime
there's a
is
technique.
Getting in there.
See, these are the secrets.
I was getting in there.
Von Kaiser's secrets
never,
to eating
M&Ms. Ever just crunch it. Almost never.
I just open the pack and just down
no,
it.
No.
Just drink it all.
No. And then, I would never just crunch it. I think once with my incisors, I went
you
like
really
this.
Savor it.
Just to take the top off so I could see the peanut. I wanted to see the peanut in there.
Yeah, the cross section. The cross
section. Knowing this,
that's it.
Knowing this, I would still pick glossettes raisin, but now I realize.
I
didn't know this about you after all these years.
Me too. Me too. Bothered because
that's how much he's hiding it on us that we don't know. His love affair with the
He was cheating on the other chocolates. He was cheating on the other chocolates.
It's like when Kramer's trying to guess George's password. He goes, you serve your dark master, chocolate. Yours is a sweet tooth, and you would guzzle it if you could. What is your thing?
Yes.
He's like, Nestle Quick. If it was Kramer and me, he'd be like,
Bosco.
Yeah, you love peanuts and encased in chocolate. What is your Wasatch? No, you know, and then you come up with
oh, yeah, nice.
That is my thing.
Yes,
they're chewier than ever before.
Yeah, they are.
Wasatch.
Yeah,
you know what else I do? I'll even color. I'll sort them by color.
Wow!
Sometimes.
Wow!
I thought Smarties people do that.
Well, I like to have them
items.
Even
items.
It depends what
items.
Comes out. You know what I mean?
You really have OCD.
But if I'm eating a bowl of them, then definitely I will only eat them so they're distributed.
Items.
Well, like a little bowl, but like just put the pack in a bowl.
Wait, who puts chocolate into a bowl?
No, like, well, I haven't done it in a long time, but if I could see them all at once, right, then I will. No, because sometimes I do that.
Oh, Von Kaiser, you would kill me, man.
Sometimes I do that.
I've never heard of that.
I would.
Because for this only reason, though, so that I can make sure that the colors are all even as I eat them.
Wow, that's going deep, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to kill me.
Like, I'll look for doubles, and then I'll eat the doubles first, right? So, like, I got, or triples. So, I got three orange. I got to eat two. Like, I'll eat one orange first.
No, so that's it. So that is an OCD. That's
up.
A chocolate.
Yeah,
OCD.
So it's got
to,
you know what I mean?
Does somebody die if you mess up? Like, in your mind?
No.
So, you know, Assassin.
Because that's me. If I don't flip the light switch, like, three times.
No.
You know what?
Somebody dies in my mind.
Wow. Yeah. You know what, Assassin?
What?
I think Von Kaiser is going to get really upset at us because I think you and I both, we open up that pack and just put it down the gullet, straight in the mouth, and crunch
them
up.
But I would not, I enjoy it my way.
This is fascinating. No, we should
do this. This is the psychology of
I really enjoy it. And then that colleague, she got me like the 2-pound bag once, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, nice.
We should do a documentary.
What I'll do is I'll put the when it gets down to maybe 3 or 4, I'll pour them out, and then I place them on top of the package at my desk, and then I'll pick them off the package.
Aren't you supposed to enjoy chocolate?
Wow.
I do. That's what I'm saying.
It's a chore.
It does sound like
it's
a chore.
Work.
It does sound like a chore.
No, it's me maximizing.
It's labor of love.
All right, let's see what we can. Right. But anyway, so M&M's, I think we agree, we'll get the
yep.
consolation trophy. All right, there.
All right,
so Twix or Reese Cups? We're in the final four now.
Reese Cups. Kyle Reese.
Oh man, Twix or Reese Cups. Like I'm not a peanut butter fan at all. I hate the smell of it. I hate the texture of it.
So how can you actually
then you
how
gotta go Twix.
I can tolerate it when it's in when it's in that cup form.
That's like me with onion rings. I don't really like onions, but onion rings I'll eat them all day.
Yeah.
As long
as it's encased in there. But if it slips out, I don't want it.
I'm saying with sour cream, it's got to be cooked into something.
Can't slip out.
If I see it slip out, I'm mad.
Oh man, what am I gonna do? Oh man, what did you guys pick?
There's one vote for
Kyle.
For Reese. There's
Kyle
one vote Reese. For Reese.
Reese peanut butter cup. You guys are both big on Twix.
They're both heavy hitters.
You know what? Now you have the.
Is this it? This is the main.
Nope. There's one more. That's why we got to look. We got a minute and 90.
I'm going with my heart. I'm not just picking me. I'm picking everybody in the world.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going cup.
Wow.
Oh,
that threw me.
Whoa.
I would have.
Okay.
I had money that you would pick Twix.
All right.
I
was so close. But there's something more special about Reese's cup.
Yeah. I love it.
Yep.
Caramel or Glossettes?
Caramel.
Oh man, I love caramel. Caramel.
Caramel. Wow. Yeah. Here we go. This is it. Caramel or Reese Cups.
Ay, caramba.
This is it.
Caramba.
For the champ.
This is tough.
And we got 60 seconds.
This is so tough. Hang on. This is
we
tough.
We can do it.
Caramel.
One vote for caramel. I'm gonna vote one vote for cup.
Sandman!
Sorry, Sandman.
Come on, man. That's tough, man.
Don't think about us. We won't get mad at you, Sandman. Just what's your heart? Go with your heart.
It's true.
Oh, man. This is tough. I normally don't have a tough time.
If you got to wait till next week, you could ponder it. But you got 20 seconds.
Fans want to know.
Caramel.
Oh, wow. The devil is happy.
Wow.
Caramel,
you know what?
That's it.
I love cups, but I'm happy with that.
I love cups too. You know how hard that was? That was gut wrenching.
I
would have
been fine if it went with cups.
That was gut wrenching, boys.
No, this to me makes sense. That's it for me. Von Kaiser, Dream Machine, and
Vanilla Assassin.
And
the Sandman.
Bye bye.
See ya.
More than just playing a video game, he has entered another world, a world of danger, intrigue, and madness.
Attention students, are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you need a more flexible schedule? Athabasca University has you covered. AU offers over 850 online courses designed to fit your needs. That's 850 opportunities to earn credits that seamlessly transfer back into your program. Improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit athabascau.ca to browse our online courses.